This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Well, we got 5 more minutes left with Roger Stone and his associate, another evil patriot that helped bring the country back from the brink of destruction, who just testified secretly in Congress last week, will be joining us. In fact, we may just keep him on a little bit with us. He's now telling us via text message so that he can help me interview Caputo. But continue. I mean, this is obviously Trump gearing up, realizing that the fuse has been lit on this metastasizing cancer. How long does he have?
Well, Alex, first of all, let me apologize to the listeners. And this reminds me of when the president called you when you were trying to go through TSA at the airport. And there's nothing so officious as a Canadian with a badge. So I apologize for the disjointed nature of this. But I've got a few minutes here. And I really think we're reaching a crucial point here where Mueller and Rosenstein have to be discharged. This is a lingering malignant cancer, as I said earlier. The president has a support, I believe, among the American people right now. Everybody's ignoring the rising economy and the other leading indicators that show that America is on its way back. They don't report it, but I think the American people are beginning to feel it. I think the president's never been stronger. And this was a plot by Rosenstein. This was their fail-safe. They want to do nothing short of reversing the results of the 2016 elections. What they could not accomplish at the ballot box, they now want to accomplish by fiat.
And they now admit that. What do you make of the New York Post reporting that Obama had a martial law plan for after the election, had the military standing by to basically take over the state houses?
You know, many patriots said this before the election, and many of those were people who were well-connected sources of InfoWars. I had a tendency to discount it at the time, but I was completely wrong. The arrogance, the sense of entitlement of the neocon left is beyond anything I've ever seen. They were going to save the country by declaring martial law and suspending all the Constitution and all our civil liberties, just in case Donald Trump won.
But they choked.
I guess the most they did choke, but that's because his win had to be so overwhelming. Look at it this way: as you pointed out earlier on the program, we just have the tip of the edge of the massive voter fraud that went on. If you calculate that into the election returns, you will begin to realize that Trump won so overwhelmingly that they could not steal it.
It was such a mega landslide, and Hillary reportedly, now confirmed, collapsed that night, and their own people just said, this is too crazy. This woman's insane. The Pentagon was going to fight them on it, and so they backed down. Now they're trying to reorganize. It's not going to work.
I think that's exactly right, and we know that they began pushing the phony Russian collusion delusion within 48 hours of the election. The arch-criminal John Podesta, bad news for him yesterday. The Russian company associated with Putin that gave him 75,000 very valuable shares he didn't disclose in his required financial disclosures with the U.S. government, has collapsed. And they say Trump was in bed with the Russians? No, it was Podesta, Hillary, Bill, Chelsea, Tony Podesta in bed with the Russians. Their phony narrative is collapsing before our very eyes.
It's just wild. We're going to go to break. We're going to introduce a gentleman who was where you were going to be last week testifying. They chickened out on you and had their secret testimony to only slander our next guest. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Alex Jones. InfoWars.com is our website. PrisonPlanet.com is the backup. StoneColdTruth.com is Rogers. The enemy hates it when you tell people about the website or you spread the link. It's forbidden fruit.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my health today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
They use their media to assassinate real news. They use their schools to teach children that their president is another Hitler. They use their movie stars and singers and comedy shows and award shows to repeat their narrative over and over again. And then they use their ex-president to endorse the resistance. All to make them march, make them protest, make them scream racism and sexism and xenophobia and homophobia, to smash windows, burn cars, shut down interstates and airports, bully and terrorize the law-abiding, until the only option left is for the police to do their jobs and stop the madness. And when that happens, they'll use it as an excuse for their outrage. The only way we stop this, the only way we save our country and our freedom, is to fight this violence of lies with the clenched fist of truth. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Notice the scumbag Democratic Party and the MSM that gave 98%+ of its money to the Democrats in the last election. Notice that they call themselves the resistance now to Trump and us. No, it's the globalists, it's the crony capitalists, it's the special interest that wrote Obamacare to screw people over, and Trump's just trying to get rid of it. They're the ones that wrote the TPP in secret. They're the ones that put us in the NAFTA and GATT one-sided deals and the carbon tax that only we had to pay. And Trump's saying that's all over and our economy's coming roaring back. So Mueller comes out with the biggest fishing expedition ever, ever, beyond Wishart, and says everybody Trump knows, all his associates, all his campaign people, any media affiliated with him, we're going to dragnet everything of their financials. And they said, McClatchy, including me, I have zero to do financially with Trump. But they don't care. Everybody's a Russian agent, including Michael Caputo, who did a great job in the campaign. And then who we heard constantly was connected to the Russians, even though I knew months ago when his name was being thrown around that he worked to keep Yeltsin in power for the U.S. government. That wasn't secret info. It is secret who obviously runs that, but it's not now. It's got three letters in its name. But that shows how keeping Yeltsin in power, he's now a Russian agent, when that was U.S. policy of the Clintons. So Michael Caputo joins us. We've got Roger Stone at the airport riding shotgun because he's an expert on this. It was Stone and others that told me a long time ago, Anthony Scaramucci, they've been trying to run him out. He goes in as communications director. Get ready for all the neocons and the moles to be taken out and removed. Spicer just jumped ship. Notice the New York Times had the scoop first, and the Daily Beast, he was leaking it all to them first. The only misjudgment of Trump was not getting rid of him sooner. Good Lord. Good Lord. Michael Caputo, again, testified in secret. They asked for it. Stone was going to do it, but they canceled it. They won't give him a transcript. But now, they're putting out supposedly what he said, and then suddenly not having him back on the cable news shows so he can respond. So here he is at InfoWars, Michael Caputo, politicsny.net. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, thanks, Alex, for inviting me. I really appreciate it.
Well, we appreciate you. Please just tell folks what they need to know about the committee and why you're in major news publications like the Washington Post. Former Trump campaign consultant warns president's surrogates away from House intel probe.
I'll tell you, I went into this thing with my eyes open on March 20th. Representative Jackie Speier of Oakland, California, brought my name into a live televised open House Intelligence Committee hearing, and also brought my wife into this. For some reason, I still can't figure out. You know, my wife is Ukrainian, not Russian. Anybody knows anything about world politics, they know that Ukrainians aren't, if you're married to a Ukrainian, that is not an avenue toward Putin.
No, it just means you have good taste in women.
That's right. Well, she apparently is not really well apprised. I bet she couldn't tell Ukraine and Russia apart on a map. But she went out there, dragged my wife in. So I immediately moved to, you know, I insisted that I want another open hearing on television, you know, live on television to avenge my wife and to set the record straight. But they refused to give me an open hearing. In fact, they're refusing to give any of us an open hearing now, not even Roger, Paul, Manafort, or anybody. And so I decided to cooperate anyway. I'm excited to get my, you know, two cents in to try to prove this Russian collusion delusion is a false narrative. I went in there. I actually thought it was felt pretty fair. I mean, the Democrats were assertive, not aggressive. You know, Representative Schiff was not rude to me. He treated me like a gentleman. I had high hopes for the result for this. I fully disclosed that I had absolutely no discussion with any Russians during the campaign, that I knew of no discussion with Russians. We didn't even, you know, speak about Russia even once during the entire time I was with the campaign. I feel it's an insult, but it's also impossible that Donald Trump would even consider doing such a thing or even allow it in his midst or in his around him, this kind of, you know, treason. He wouldn't allow it. So I thought it was a solid meeting. And then after, when I come out, you know, Jackie Speier couldn't be bothered to attend. In fact, only four members attended, two Democrats and two Republicans. Jackie Speier couldn't even be bothered to attend. But when she got back to Washington after having her weekend in California, she decided to tell CNN that I may have lied under oath at the committee hearing, even though there, she didn't attend, and there still is no transcript, not available to her or to me. So that speculation is a violation of the confidentiality of this process. It's certainly a violation of House ethics. And I'll tell you, even though I felt good about this in the beginning, my advice to Roger Stone and everybody else in this whole situation is to stay away from a closed hearing because it's really just a rigged game.
Well, I agree, and you know, I've got your statement printed out here. If you've got it, you're welcome to read it out, because, again, they want to do this in secret. Even back when they had the Red Scare hearings, which I think got out of hand some, but there were real communist Russian Soviet agents back then, and 15 years ago, the Russians declassified a lot of their files and showed that McCarthy was pretty much on target, but I do think he violated some people's rights. But he did those hearings in public. This is so next-level cowardly to do it in private, keep the transcript secret, and then let people selectively use the transcript but not give it to you, the accused, while Maxine Waters and everybody runs around insane, you know, saying, quote, if you talk to a Russian, you're a Russian agent.
Yeah, it's amazing. amazing just how foolish this has gotten. And I'll tell you, yesterday morning, my attorney, I sent a letter to the House, the Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence, telling them that we want my transcript released to the public now, unredacted, unclassified. We didn't discuss anything that we thought was classified. We want that out there so I can have Representative Jackie Speier point to the section where she thinks I lied. I mean, how would she know? She wasn't there, and there is no transcript, so she's operating just on her own, delusions. But if they don't do it, you know, I can't see how this is, could be fair at all. Listen, it's entirely possible that Representative Jackie Speier is the Fredo of the House Intelligence Committee, and that all of her brothers on the committee are upset about how she's embarrassed the family. And they can send her out to Vegas, whatever it takes to get her out of the mix. But Fredo has messed this up now. And even though she's the dullest knife in that drawer, they need to do something to fix it. The only way to get my reputation back is to reveal that testimony in its entirety and have Jackie Speier point to the section where she thinks I lied.
It's incredible. I mean, this is criminal in our judicial system and our congressional legislative system if they don't do this. I've studied our political system, and I can't find times where there are closed-door sessions and then they don't release the transcript to everybody and then accuse someone of lying and then not say where you lied. It's beyond Kafka.
I agree with you, but I got to tell you, I think even Representative Schiff and Swalwell and others, they probably are pretty upset about this because it puts the lie to their entire process. If they are trying to pull a rigged game make it look like it's fair and decent on its face, like they were to me in the hearing, she just blew their cover. This thing is rigged. There's no question about it because she said that, read me out on CNN earlier this week, calling me saying that I may have lied in the hearing. She's just, all of the facts that she read out around as she was discussing on CNN were also flawed. I mean, she doesn't even get her facts straight. She said that in 2004, in a guest op-ed in the Washington Post, that I had said that I had worked with Vladimir Putin. Also, another lie. If she read that op-ed in 2004, she would have understood that.
Just because they read something in a fake newspaper like the New York Times or Washington Post doesn't mean it's true. I mean, I've got right here, Madam President, where Hillary got elected president, according to Newsweek magazine. It's not true. I saw you on Tucker Carlson, and from my research, the whole Russiagate, it was absolutely the best testimony I've seen where you talked about, of course the Russians are trying to influence. Everybody does. We do it. I was sent in by the Clintons to actually keep Yeltsin in power. Rehash some of that.
That's absolutely true.
Rehash some of that, but also, why were you picked? When clearly you have a great record of serving this country, why were you just picked out of the air to be the sacrificial lamb?
Well, I'll tell you. You mean for this hearing or for to go to Russia?
Just everything. Yeah, the whole Russia conundrum.
Well, I'll tell you. I was in 1994. I had worked as one of the press agents for Bush Cleo 92. We had gotten beaten by the Clintons, and the wall had fallen. And I had worked for many years in the Reagan doctrine programs, trying to have put away this kind of communist conspiracy internationally. And it was interesting to watch it all fall. And I wanted to go watch it fall in Russia. I didn't know much about Russia. So I told the agency that I was available, Agency for International Development. I may not have been their first choice because I was a Republican, but I was, I came with some credentials working with youth. I had worked in Rock the Vote, United States, trying to get young people to vote. And the real problem in Russia was that young people who were all supporters of Boris Yeltsin were not voting.
You were a young, successful political operative that worked with the MTV, you name it, bipartisan. They sent you in.
Right. And so I started, my first job when I went in there on behalf of the Clinton administration, paid by the United States Agency for International Development, was to help develop and pass an election law that would bring democracy about in Russia. It was a difficult process. I did it in several states of Russia as well. Once we got the election law passed, I went to work to get Rock the Vote Russia going, trying to get rock and roll bands to get involved in a program to promote voting as a civic duty for young people, because we knew that young people were 85% pro-Yeltsin. It was very successful. It was a great
time. Sure, so how did they turn that, and obviously above your agency, was that program was known to being run by the State Department and CIA. So they have your file. They know exactly what you did. Speak to that, please, because they're the ones trying to drag you.
it's really just about sound bites and getting another story out there and trying to extend this bogus Russia collusion delusion as long as they can. That's all it's about.
So they're so desperate, they go after people that are part of State Department, CIA programs, to keep a pro-America guy installed and democratize Russia, and that's your clear pedigree, and they turn that around that you're the best they've got as the proof of Russian collusion.
Well, also, Alex, that was the 1990s. In 2000, when Vladimir Putin took over the reins of the Russian Federation, I moved home to America. Now, I did a couple more things on behalf of Russian companies, but I never did any work for Russia, for Vladimir Putin. And Representative Jackie Speier's initial insult to me was that I was Putin's image maker. She absolutely doesn't understand Russian politics, Russia diplomacy, and doesn't understand what PR is about or who I was representing and when. But it was just about extending the bogus Russia collusion delusion as long as possible. Meanwhile, my wife and I are enduring death threats from people who hear her talking about me as a traitor on national television. And it's just getting worse and worse. I'm not going to sit around, Alex, and wait to be the next person who gets shot by a Democrat campaign volunteer who's all twisted up about this bogus Russia stuff.
By the way,
I'm not waiting around for that.
Exactly. Michael Caputo, the reason I raise that is I have these people come up to me and scream, F you, Russian spy. Once me and Roger were doing an interview in a hotel lobby, it's on video, the guy walks up like he was bowed up, and I bowed up, and I said, let's go. And, of course, he backed off. But these people are crazy. Let's bring Roger Stone in, who's sitting on the line. I wanted to hold him over because he's an expert on this as well. Roger, what are some angles I haven't hit with Mr. Caputo?
For two simple reasons. One, because he'd been in Russia, he'd lived there. And secondly, because he had a pregnant wife. There's no evidence whatsoever that ties him to any connection or communications with the Russian state or any Russian nationals during this election. Sadly, the other reason I think they targeted him, because he is a longtime trusted friend of mine. We worked together for Ronald Reagan. We worked together for Jack Kemp. And I know he is a solid guy with a very big following at WBEN there in Buffalo, where he does conservative commentary. But this is nothingness. They had no probable cause, no reason to drag him before the committee other than to smear him.
Well, also, the cover of Time has Donnie Jr. on it with a little Hitler mustache they put on, and it says, caught red-handed. Russia's not red anymore. But it's also been the Democrats that were always in bed with the Russians when they were communists. I just don't see this dog hunting, Michael Caputo of PoliticsNY.net, the latest target of the whole Russia hysteria. Folks just joined us. He testified in secret in Congress. It was supposed to be in secret. No transcript was given to him. And now they have a congresswoman who wasn't even there running around saying he perjured himself. True defamation, where a man can't even defend himself, but he's here doing it, despite the fact there's no record. He's called for the record to be released. 6% of Americans in a Gallup poll last week think Russia is important. 90-plus percent believe it is a hoax. Don't the Democrats know this is a losing narrative?
Well, I'll tell you, I don't think it matters to them at all. They've lost all reason in this situation. I mean, this is really a very successful gambit on their behalf to try and delay the president's agenda. He hasn't been able to get footing on a lot of important issues because of this Russia collusion delusion. The problem, I think, is they don't know how to stop. You know, somebody's already gotten shot because of their strategy, Representative Scalise and others on that baseball diamond in Alexandria, and they're pretending they have nothing to do with it. And somehow or another, the media is letting them get away with it. It's going to happen again. Somebody else is going to get shot because these people are spinning up their base. They're frothing up their base, and they know they are. And always, when you froth up your base, the bad apples are going to come to the top, and they're going to buy guns, and they're going to shoot people. And I'm tired of her running my name and my wife's name out in the middle of all this with absolutely no proof, and now by violating the confidentiality of the hearing process. Nobody should go before the House Intelligence Committee in a closed hearing at all, because they are going to get the exact same treatment I got. They're going to get set up, at least by Jackie Speier, if they let Fredo back in the hearing room.
The minutes we have left with you, since you raised that, I mean, here's an example of what they do. Trump's walking around at the beginning of the G20 meeting, a week and a half ago, He gets out of the limo, goes in, there's a refreshment area. He walks over, shakes Putin's hand in front of cameras. Everybody's shaking each other's hands. You know, he shook 30-something hands walking in of other world leaders and their wives and dignitaries and ambassadors. He walks over, they talk a few minutes. They say, that's dirty and evil. Then he has his meeting. They imply that, oh, he did a horrible job and he is a traitor. When he has the Russian ambassador to the White House, which is normal, they say it's a secret meeting. He gave up secret info when it had been in the news 2 months that the ISIS is using laptop bombs and, you know, been in the cover of USA Today. So he says, hey, let's work together to stop ISIS. That's known we're doing that. Then on the last night, the G20 seats him next to the Japanese leader. His wife gets seated next to Putin. They wave and talk to each other across it. He goes over and talks to them in front of everyone about pleasantries, and they call it more sedition or espionage. So you're right. The agenda isn't sold with the people, but they don't care. It's about hobbling the president with the bureaucracy where he can't engage in foreign executive operations and where he's suspect if he talks to the Russian leader at a public dinner that he's supposed to. I mean, I think he should do his own meeting in Reykjavik like Reagan did with Gorbachev and get it in everybody's face and break the back of this. What do you say?
I think they should do some one-on-one basketball shirtless. I mean, I don't care what they do. You know, the one thing Lavrov says, you know, they may have had more meetings. They may have even gone to the bathroom together. I mean, it's ridiculous. Let me tell you something, Alex. One thing most Americans don't know is we have hundreds, quite literally hundreds, of Russians who are now Russian Americans, people who had emigrated to the United States, who have the highest level of security clearance in our government, in our law enforcement, in our intelligence agencies, in our Treasury Department, all over the place. And they're doing yeoman's work. They're doing excellent work for our country. They're as loyal as anybody else. They are Russian Americans, and they have high, you know, top secret special information clearances. And if someone talking to a Russian waitress or someone waving across at each other across a reception of world leaders as evidence of collusion, then we better start looking at our own intelligence agencies, our own law enforcement agencies, our own administration departments with the, you know, with excellent Russian American.
Well, let's expand on that. We've got a great person came here when she was a little girl from Russia to get away from the communism. She was in Army Special Operations, highest level clearances, but again, she can't be trusted either. See, because she's an evil Russian.
It's outrageous, and if this doesn't sound more and more like the McCarthy hearings, I don't know what it does. I mean, I'll tell you, when I sat in that hearing, I have not talked about it because they asked me not to, even though Jackie Speier has already talked about it. I've talked to my attorney. Maybe I'll start releasing more information, but the one thing that did happen in that hearing is they asked me a long litany, a list of names, and they asked me, do you know this person? Do you know that person? I would go, no, yes. And it's that the longer this list got and the more I heard it, it sounded more and more like the McCarthy hearing.
Well, sure, but Trump is well known to all world leaders to pat him and say, hey, we're going to work together and try to sell him on stuff that's good for the U.S. I mean, he points at Russia, points at himself, does his hand, shaking a fist like we're together. Of course, he's saying we're going to work together because Russia's free market now. They're anti-radical Islam. What is this obsession in D.C. with continuing Russia as the boogeyman when it's the communist Chinese, the CIA admits, have 100 times the influence of the Russians?
Alex, I'll tell you, if Disney World in Florida were some kind of an evil incarnate, they would be wiping the floor with Disney World right now and Mickey Mouse because Donald Trump once went there. It doesn't matter who this is, whether it's Russia, Mickey Mouse, Venezuela, you know, Fort Wayne, Indiana. They will tar the president with whatever they have. It doesn't matter what it is. They got some traction with the Russia thing because the negativity that's out there.
And it's all they've got, and they're not going to stop pushing.
That's it. That's all they got. And in the end, it's going to dissipate to nothingness. But as you mentioned at the top of the broadcast, they're already expanding this investigation well beyond Russia, and that's where it was all.
That's my final question, and please come back. What do you think, Mr. Caputo, Trump should do? I mean, I think he should fire Mueller, fire the Deputy Attorney General, all of them.
Well, I got to tell you, I'm a little dicey about firing Mueller. I do think that he should separate this investigation, all the discussions of it, out into an external unit. He's already doing that, but also stick to it. We saw too many questions about the Russia investigation and the White House press briefing. Absolutely drive a build a wall between the two of them and move forward and start driving his agenda forward. And if Mueller gets out of line, like he's already, you know, the president has already drawn that red line, it's time to consider whether or not this investigation.
No, I mean, Mueller announced he's going to see if Trump's crap stinks today. I mean.
Yep. Yeah, but the question that we really have to have here is, you know, these investigations on Capitol Hill are political entirely, and it's all about playing gotcha.
Of course it is. Michael, if you've got to go, that's fine. I appreciate 20 minutes. If you can come back and do five more and one more question from Roger, that's fine. Let me know during the break. But regardless, very important information. Thanks for giving us a window into this deep witch hunt. I'm Alex Jones, Infowars.com, his site. Need to check it out. We'll give it to you on the other side. It's politicsny.net.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Myco ZX is back in after 5+ months sold out. Talk about next level probiotic. It's the antifungus, anti-yeast, latest technology, 4.8 stars. It's been sold out for months, big waiting list, limited amount because it's so hard to get the compounds and to have the California standards. Nobody's got something that's good. Save 30% off of Myco ZX and get the gut health support back when you get it with the Biome Defense 50 billion live in each pill probiotic. Myco ZX contains 7 of the world's most powerful organic and well-crafted ingredients designed to attack and melt away the membrane of yeast and fungal organisms. Start fighting back against hidden yeast and fungus with Myco ZX and InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. 10% off when you choose auto ship. It's kind of embarrassing to get family and crew members on that, you know, have irritable bowel and Crohn's type stuff that didn't exist years ago. Now it's epidemic. But I'm getting ready to have a bunch of folks go ahead and come on air and tell you what it did for them, because regardless, you can't lose your fun in the operation. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, Roger Stone is about to take off. This is the Alex Jones Show. So I'm going to skip the intro. Michael Caputo is our guest for a few more minutes to talk about where he sees all this going and how they're trying to block the president's agenda, politicsny.net. But, Roger, your plane's about to take off. They're telling you to turn the phone off. Any other questions or comments for Michael Caputo?
Yeah, Michael, I'm curious what you thought of Congresswoman Spears' claim last week that she cannot be sued, that there is no way to hold her responsible for the outrageous and defamatory claim she's made against you, never mind debate, saying that I worked for the Kremlin. To me, that doesn't seem right. My lawyers are examining it. I know a member is protected when they speak on the House floor, but when they go outside, when they go on CNN, for example, and say that you have committed perjury, a crime, can they be held responsible? What's your lawyer's reading?
My lawyers are looking at it as well, because as you know, both of us were trampled by her outside of the halls of Congress, outside of her office. But there is some indication that congressmen can do whatever they want as long as they're pursuing House business. And it's not clear whether that's true or not. My attorneys are still checking it out. But she's vulnerable on a lot of fronts, Roger. And a lot of this stuff is an ethical violation. The things that she's doing are against the code of the confidentiality of the hearings themselves. Literally, this is the Fredo of the Intelligence Committee.
Well, this is all part of the leaking culture. Look at Spicer leaking to the Daily Beast, leaking to the New York Times before the president even knew. I mean, what does that say about Spicer?
And, you know, the problem we have here is that this isn't even leaking. This is point blank, flat out announcing. She's not even leaking it.
It's worse.
The matter is, there's nothing to leak because there is no transcript. There's nothing to give someone. She's basically just lying in front of a
man. She uses the secrecy to make up the fiction.
That's absolutely true. That's the same thing she did with Roger, saying that he was on the payroll of Kremlin. I mean, this, the problem she has is she lives in the delusion, and that she's trying as hard as she can to maintain a high profile through this whole collusion investigation. That's all she's got. Nobody knows who she is, and she's just really not that bright, and she's making mistakes right and left. And in my eyes, in a lot of ways, she's in the jackpot herself for the things she said about myself and Roger and other people.
Well, sure, it's like the lady on the Federal Election Commission saying I'm a Russian agent, and it turns out she gets all this money from 22 foreign governments. It's totally illegal. And Hillary going to Morocco and getting $12 million while she's the Secretary of State. I mean, these people are literally what they accuse us of. Roger, we'll talk to you soon. Get that plane. Thank you, Roger. There goes Roger Stone. Michael Caputo. We were talking during the break, and I said, well, that's powerful testimony. Can you repeat to the viewers and listeners what you were saying during the break about what their real agenda is and what could fix things versus what they're attempting right now?
Sure. In my opinion, I think this is shared by a lot of people. The whole Russia investigation is designed to delay or even stop the president's agenda. And in fact, while the president won election in November, the Democrats have won the first year, no question. They've stalled him completely. As a cynical political operative, I would say what they decided to do, they succeeded tremendously at. But as an American, I really feel fear for the Republic. In my opinion, this is very clearly it's a silent coup, if nothing else. I mean, the problem we have is this. They're not stopping. Even though somebody gets shot because of what they've done, one of their own colleagues, and they're not stopping. And from my, we look at Alinsky's book and others. The one chapter that they always forget to write is, when do you stop? When do you stop? They're not stopping. And the fact of the matter is, maybe this will burn them themselves. They'll burn themselves by going so far that they lose the 2008 election because they have made complete fools of themselves. Or they could go the other direction and be a complete conflagration. You know, the one thing that everyone who's listening can do that is important to do is to call your Republican representatives and tell them that you support the president and thank you for supporting the president. Because what the left is trying to do is separate the Congress from the president and make them too fearful to vote for his agenda. And it's working.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's what the whole agenda by Soros is, spending hundreds of millions, he admitted, sending out AstroTurf when they come back to their districts later next month to get in their face and have robocalls and all this. So now more than ever, folks, we ask for a president to fight globalism, to defend our borders, to get our jobs back. It's happening. They're going, oh, look, he's failed at tax cuts and Obamacare. Well, not for trying. It's our failure not backing him enough. You want to look in the mirror, and I'm not bitching at the listeners, but here's the bottom line. I'm in this fight 18 hours a day, and I know the Russia thing is baloney because they had congressional hearings 4 months ago and again a week ago where they have armed services committees where they have people on there, former board of governors, FCC, saying Alex Jones works for the Kremlin and Hillary just says I do. Look, it's like saying, you know, that I'm a Martian and the moon's made of cheese. I know none of it's true. I know I've never gotten Russian money. I know the Russians don't tell me what to say. I've never been to Russia. And it's just very, very frustrating to sit here. It's almost comical, but it's almost like I'm in a bad dream or something to watch Armed Services Committee hearings. And then I realize, listen, this is just about intimidating people. They know it's bull. And then what do you call these un-American groups that have hijacked the country? these foreign multinational special interests pointing at us and saying we're foreign influenced because they're the globalists. They are the outsiders. They are the subverters that don't want to make America great again. It couldn't be clearer. A final comment on that, Mr. Caputo.
Well, I'll tell you, it's absolutely true. And these are the people who are behind the Russia collusion delusion, the ones who are delaying the president's agenda. But there's nothing wrong with the president's agenda, the White House administration. There's nothing wrong with Congress that 3 to 4% growth across 6 months couldn't fix. 3 to 4% gross domestic product. We have not had any healthy growth at all since Barack Obama was in office. He inherited a terrible economy, but he never fixed it either. If Trump fixes it, and he's working on, I'm telling you, his regulatory reform, his muscular energy policy is very promising. And if they manage to take apart Obamacare and kill the job-killing taxes that come along with it, we're going to see some economic growth. And if it gets to be in the 3 to 4% range, it's difficult to do. But if it does, and he spends it for 6 months, he's back, and so is the Republican Congress.
Well, Michael Caputo, no wonder they wanted you to testify in secret because you're a really smart guy and everything you've said is documented. So we're all in this together, literally. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Alex.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. What a time to be alive. We're getting Mark Dice on the line. They haven't called him a Russian yet, but I'm sure that's coming. We got all these clips, too, where they say literally you can't talk to a Russian or you're a Russian agent, all the rest of it. I've got a clip here of Lou Dobbs saying exactly what Caputo was just saying. I wonder if they'll say Lou Dobbs is a risky. Here it is.
Your thoughts now on what is arguably the most politically corrupt department in the history of the American government. I'm speaking, of course, of the Obama Justice Department, led by two attorneys general, Eric Holder, who ultimately became the first sitting cabinet officer ever to be cited for contempt of Congress, and his successor, who is working on matching his record, Loretta Lynch. She, according to the fired director of the FBI, obstructed justice in ordering James Comey to refer to the Clinton email investigation as a matter rather than an investigation for the purpose of allowing the Clinton campaign to deny the Democratic nominee was under federal investigation. Today, we learned of the prospect of additional corruption on the part of the Obama Justice Department. At issue, why Attorney General Lynch went to almost unprecedented lengths to permit a Russian attorney to enter the country without a visa, long before meeting Donald Trump Jr. and Jared Kushner. Not the first scandal to plague that agency, of course. This meeting took place on June 9th of last year. But it is unclear now not only why A.G. Lynch would have given her an extraordinary waiver of U.S. immigration laws, but how that Russian attorney could have been in the country some 5 months after the expiration of that so-called immigration parole waiver. The Senate Judiciary Committee is now investigating Lynch's efforts to protect Hillary Clinton and the role of not only A.G. Lynch.
Now, that's one clip. We've got another where he's on Hannity and says this is a coup against the American people, an attempt to break our will. Now, joining us is one of the most prolific and successful people, reaching tens of millions a week, author, you name it, Mark Dice, and a hard guy to get on. We're about to launch a bunch of new shows and stuff, and I want to get him to be part of some of those. But just amazing work at markdice.com. And, of course, his commentary, he's always waiting as stuff breaks to get right on it and counter them. And more, they're trying to censor him off YouTube. CNN's been trying to censor him. We're having them trying to shut down our channel right now with all these false violations. And it's just really coming to a head. And Twitter's admitting that they are about to massively increase the censorship. They say, quote, tenfold. So I want to talk about this and just the general lay of the land with media critic Mark Dice. Mark, thanks for coming on with us.
Always good to join you, Alex. Yeah, the war against the independent media continues to ramp up. They just had the Sun Valley Conference, which is basically the Bilderberg Conference of Tech in Sun Valley, Idaho, a resort town where every year the big tech moguls and media companies merge to have discussions about acquisitions, new terms of service policies. And so that's, I think, why we're starting to see some of this new censorship rolling out is this is coming out of the discussions that were held at Sun Valley. Sun Valley, of course, This is where the CNN Time Warner...
By the way, you were on a few months ago and predicted we'd see it after this, and I noticed they just had the meeting, and then it all happened the same day on Monday, so that you have nowhere to run, basically.
This is where all the bigwigs of media and now that tech...
How did you predict that? Because I'm impressed. How did you predict that?
Well, when all these people, when they have an annual meeting where they're going to get together and you kind of expect what their next move is going to be, that's where they're going to collaborate, kind of come to a consensus. I mean, essentially, this is one of those big elite consensus building organizations like Bilderberg, like the Bohemian Grove, which also just happened. But this is specifically focused on tech. It's not overtly sinister, but this is where all of these big shots go, and all the investors...
Sure, they couch it in stopping bullying, but then they have these groups that go around bullying, saying if you hurt their feelings, talking bad about Hillary, they ban you.
But yeah, the double standard is incredible, and that's part of the reason why my YouTube channel has taken off in the last year, because I started documenting the clear hypocrisy, the violations of terms of
service. Talk about that. I mean, they'll have a Facebook with 500,000 people for a year saying kill Trump, but we just say we don't like Hillary and our thing gets suspended. I mean, it's crazy.
You know, it's insane. I came across a very vicious video of somebody threatening police officers, and I had reported it to one of my contacts in the NYPD, who actually worked with the Trump campaign doing security for the then president-elect. And so they were investigating this individual. I reported it to YouTube to have it taken down. They got back with me, and they said, I think we talked about this before. It just didn't violate the terms of service. I mean, this wasn't just somebody espousing, you know, kind of harsh opinions about the police. I mean, it was straight up 100% threat and incitement. Yet they're taking down conservative YouTube channels. Thankfully, you guys covered the story about CNN and YouTube just pulling my video, which was a very strange form of censorship. I hadn't seen this before. They locked my previous video on private. They didn't strike it for community service violation.
The Young Turks had that done to me. We had the live confrontation, which they shut up, and then suddenly our video was just private.
Yeah, so it wasn't copyright infringement because it was fair use. It was completely transformative. And so they literally just locked it on private, and they sent me an email so that it was misleading. But my video, it couldn't get more ironic. The joke just writes itself. My video exposing CNN, just with their own words.
And for folks that don't know, tell folks about the censored video, what you broke down.
I just had compiled clips from CNN from the past maybe 12 months of just showing... You know, their tagline is, this is CNN. So I titled the video, this is CNN.
This is CNN.
I showed people what CNN was. I just used a bunch of different clips of them and remixed them, and it was transformative. It was a completely different product than what it was that they put out. But I think what they're going to start doing now, instead of just filing copyright strikes, because that's going to be a legal nightmare for them, and they know that some of the bigger channels are just going to take them to court, I think they're going to start using their content ID system to block videos, which has happened to me already in the past. This is the second time that it happened, where I had used a clip from a show from Jamie Foxx talking about President Obama calling him our Lord and Savior, and it was taken down.
Our Lord and Savior, Barack Obama.
Yeah. No. Again, it wasn't just uploading the clip in and of itself. The clip was used in a 3 or 4 minute video.
I've had him hit me with copyright when it's about me, 100% defended by under free speech. You as a citizen are allowed to show a clip and respond under free speech. It's totally covered. Courts have ruled a million times, as you know. But as you said, they're starting to ignore that.
So they're freaking out, which is why we saw one of their hosts, Allison Camerato, quit Twitter literally the day after Sebastian Gorka just ridiculed her live in front of their, 200,000 viewers, talking about how the fact is that CNN has fewer viewers than reruns of Yogi Berra cartoons on Nick at Night. So this woman quit Twitter. Not only did she quit Twitter, she wrote a breakup letter, Alex, but I can read part of it to you here. It is just absolutely bizarre. She literally deleted her account and then wrote this letter saying, Dear Twitter, remember my first tweet back in May of 2009? Happy Mother's Day. My God, listen to how hopeful I sounded. Back then, I believed your promises that you would help me connect with people, that you would be an agent for good in the world, that you would get my messages out and help build a community. Back then, you surprised me with flower emojis and thoughtful comments. Back then, it was still thrilling to check in with you and see how many followers you'd brought me. Those were the days, but something happened to you. You're a shadow of your former self, the one that I was first attracted to. And this goes on and on. Now, when I first heard about this, I thought this was somebody mocking her quitting Twitter. This is her blog on CNN.com.
And now we have internal documents that came out a few months ago that Facebook and Twitter are mainly fake bots for liberals to keep them in a fake community believing, and it's really AI computers that then other people just copy and create kind of a feedback loop or an amplification snowball mockingbird deal. And they admit we want to keep them desperate and liberal and alone and pathetic, just like the WikiLeaks say.
We've been so ahead of the curve that now, finally, over a decade after YouTube has been in place, years after YouTubers like myself have used the platform to develop careers with audiences of millions of people, now mainstream celebrities from Ellen DeGeneres to Kim Kardashian to Katy Perry are now joining YouTube. They are becoming YouTubers. That's how much we are affecting this. That's how powerful this platform is. And this was the first election, the 2016 election, where people really realized that YouTube wasn't just for funny cat videos. It wasn't even for just uploading clips of the news. People realized that people like myself could develop a huge career and an audience of more people that watch these network television shows just using a cell phone or using a laptop. And so that's why they're absolutely freaking out. That's why they have mass demonetized channels, the adpocalypse, where now ad revenue for news channels has dropped 90%. They want to shut us down. They were trying to go for our wallets. And so it's an ever-adapting...
That's right. Let's stay there because they're launching all the censorship. I want to get into censorship of independent media. I want to get into the latest liberal insanity, like the vagina challenge on the other side of this. But when we return, the first thing I want to get into is this. It's more than just everybody having to go to YouTube. No one likes establishment Hollywood or establishment red carpet now, except for maybe dumb teenagers or something. I don't mean all of them, but some of them. People really hate establishment stuff. And there's nothing more Americana than that. We're finding our roots again. Stay with us. More with Mark Dice.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity trading at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by July 31st at procoincurrency.net. That's procoincurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is July 31st.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Katie Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at katiearmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at catiarmor.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
At Humalife, we believe your health is your wealth. That's why we offer an exclusive, potent, and pure selection of OMRI-certified 100% organic humic and fulvic acid concentrates. These two acids stop viruses and harmful bacteria and increase frequency, vibration, and vitality. In fact, they're called the missing link to your health. Pure liquid organic ATP energy rebuilds and regrows the immune system. You are the doctor at Humalife. You know best because you are the test. Find out more at HumalifeUSA.com. That's HumalifeUSA.com.
There's a man going around taking names, and he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same.
All right, Anthony Scaramucci gave a press conference.
Reaching down.
And he is basically replacing Sean Spicer, but they're going to keep Huckabee's daughter, who does a great job, the rest of it. I mean, Spicer really has been leaking information out. We now know that. He did it again today. And thank God Trump's doing this because, you know, they're coming after him. They're coming after us. We got this little segment, then one more, 5 more minutes with him after this, because then we've got Mike Cernovich coming up. I'm going to play some of the Scaramucci press conference with Mike Cernovich. I'm going to co-host a little bit with Mike because he likes it. Mike's going to be hosting his own show 3 hours a day coming up in September. David Knight starts next month with the morning show. And I want to get Mark Dice involved as well, coming in a couple times a week or more if he wants, you know, to air the great pieces he's doing. But I want to get back into the death of mainstream media and the fact that that's already happened. But used to, I wasn't really into Hollywood, but I'd still go out there. You'd go out there. You know a lot of the folks as well. But it went from just not being a big deal to my audience hating it. Even if the Hollywood person was a patriot, they're sick of it. And I don't want to really go to movies anymore. More and more people I know are just sick of all the fake glitz, sick of all the garbage. We're just, at a certain point, we're just turning away from it, and I think the establishment realizes that.
Yeah, MTV News has failed. They've just tried to remodel themselves. Obviously, their YouTube channel can't even get literally 1,000 views on some of their videos with big, well-known or formerly well-known celebrities and musicians. They went full-blown social justice warrior. CNN is failing. MTV News.
Now, they have shows like Dear White People, where every episode says whites are inherently evil.
Vice News is laying people off. The CNN app has, last I checked, a one-star rating. Everything that these mainstream media folks do, it only ends up backfiring because there is a resurgence of true Americanism, true conservatism rising, and we're sick of this.
By the way, we're not just saying this. The mainline culture is so uncool. All the young people at my children's school and other school events where other schools are, I'm not just bragging. I'm like a rock star with 12-year-olds. I know you are. They run up and say, you know Mark Dice. You know Paul Watson. You know Gavin McGinnis. You know. And the parents of all the kids run over because their kids all watch. I mean, that's got to scare the establishment.
They're absolutely freaked out, which is why they had the adpocalypse trying to hit us where it counts. They're going to probably start removing more content to the content ID, particularly the news analyst channel.
But don't they know the kids are going to find it? You try to take something away from kids.
Yeah, they're going to lose either way. I mean, Jim Acosta got so triggered by me on Twitter that he blocked me. He literally, the guy who proclaims that he's proud that the president called him fake news, I called him fake news and sent him a Scooby-Doo meme, and he literally blocked me. Allison Camerata's quitting Twitter. They don't know what to do. They see us as the new media, and it's not just us. I mean, there are thousands of smaller channels
popping up.
And I mean, when I say smaller, I mean, you know, even if a channel has 10,000 subscribers, that's 10,000 people that are not going to be watching CNN.
And let's expand. You add them together, it's in the hundreds of millions, and this is what scares them. That's the minor leagues. Think of the Daryl Strawberries and the Pete Roses and the people that are going to come up out of that into the major leagues.
We already see it. I mean, just in the last 6 months since the election, we've seen a whole crop of new millennial YouTubers, and many of them are getting quite popular. They actually Patreon, just removed Lauren Southern's Patreon page, which is a way that a lot of YouTubers get funding, so they're trying to cut funding through that as well.
But don't they get we came up from nothing to begin with? We're never going to stop.
on a laptop computer or using a cell phone, any individual can reach more people than them. They're freaked out. Vice News is cutting people. I mean, before the election, we had CNN could barely get 100,000 viewers. During the election cycle, they started getting more viewers because people are tuning into the news.
But it's still a shadow of its former self. Let's talk about the Vagina Challenge, the latest liberal insanity. Five more minutes of Mark Dice at MarkDice.com. So we've got to get back on more. This guy's hard to get on. He's so busy. And then we're going to talk to Mike Cernovich, another superstar of independent true media. Coming up, we're going to play some of the Scaramucci information.
Thank you.
They tried to run him out. I don't know if I can tell you some of the Scaramucci stories I know behind the scenes. Pretty powerful. Please spread the word, folks. It's an act of rebellion. Infowars.com.